In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Christ inaugurates his mission, his public mission today. He works his first miracle. This miracle of the wedding feast at Cana can be looked from a couple different points of view. The fathers of the church see in Christ's attendance at the wedding feast as an enhancement to the dignity of marriage. This will now become a sacrament. This union will be also an image of the love of Christ and his church. This miracle today is also an epiphany. For an epiphany, there is something of a manifestation of the divine. The power of Christ is manifested. We all know the other two. We celebrated not too long ago. The Magi, coming from afar to present their gifts to the infant king, and the baptism of Christ. We also see in today's miracle a symbol of the Eucharist. The good wine that is that of the chalice of the sacrifice, the changing of water into wine, prefiguring the changing of bread and wine to the body and blood of our Lord. This is the first of many miracles. But today's miracle, like many of the miracles of Christ, is worked with, if you will, pre-existing matter. St. John Chrysostom asks maybe a question that we've maybe asked ourselves. Why did Christ not work the miracle with water and turning into wine in a more wonderful fashion? Instead of having them filled it up, why did he not create wine out of nothing? He responds to this question saying that this latter miracle would be more wonderful, but the former would be even easier of belief. Christ does not use nothing. He uses materials to make them more credible. In a sense, he makes them a little less marvelous. He did not draw the water out himself. He had other people do it. The servants filled these water pots to the brim to have also witness, to have those who would not say, well, he just makes this up, or he is the son of a demon. We know that Christ could have produced wine out of thin air, but he didn't. In the same way, Christ does not need a priest for the Eucharist. He does not need a priest for the sacrament of confession. But in his wisdom, he willed it so. He chose that this was the fittest of ways. We see that Christ uses things around us to make us grow spiritually. He uses material things for a reason. Firstly, because creation is good. We hear this from the early verses of the first chapter of Genesis. God created it. It was good. More importantly, God, through the incarnation, has elevated our nature to a much higher level. Before Christ took our flesh, there was no way we could see a link between mankind and God. But in Christ, all the elements and orders of creation are represented. He is that point of contact to the divine. We also see in the daily life of Christ, he did banal, if you will, things like us. He ate, he drank, he slept. Even in today's miracle, he honors good customs, a marriage feast. But this is not something that is very great, a wedding feast. Some people miss out on a little bit of extra wine. Today is not someone who is blind, whose sight is given back to them, their sins are forgiven, the dead rise. No. Our Lord concerns himself with a typical aspect of life. He's even concerned with the good reputation of the host. This shows us that God is concerned even with the little things of our lives. But these little things, these material things, we must remember, can also and should also be for our spiritual sanctification. As St. Paul says, whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. These material things that also have been transformed to make us hopefully a little bit more spiritual. Water, which is poured over the child's forehead, gives this child something that could never desire or want because it could never reach it by its own means. God dwelling in the soul. We eat the bread of life. We confess our sins with our lips. We toil with our hands to merit. We bend our knees to pray. That is the deeper part of Cana. Christ transforming us in all of our lives, our actions. Christ has saved for us the best wine, that of for last. That is, of course, heaven. We must toil here below with those material things, not seeing them as an end, but a means. Our salvation could have been worked in the blink of an eye, but it was not done so. God did not need to become incarnate to forgive our sins, but he did. He didn't need to fill the water pots in order to miraculously make wine, but he did. He asked people to do things, they did it, and a miracle was wrought. Let us be those humble servants of God, filling his requests, even those which may seem the most menial, maybe even the most confusing. It is through these tasks that we can be transformed and taste that best wine that he has saved for us until the end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.